You brought up some valid points. Tell us, why you wrote it. What was the inspiration behind it?
Yeah, I think the impetus behind it. I'd been thinking about it for a while, Ben, and I was on board with the independence thing when this started. I thought, what have they got to lose? They'll make more money. This is a good move for BYU. But the way things have evolved, and then last week, Bob Bowlesby from the Big 12 said, we don't think we're going to change anything. At the same time, remember Bronco a week or two ago and Tom Homo and those guys were all saying, this window is closing. We can't go on forever as an independent. So that spurred the column to write and say, I don't think this is the worst thing. Man, I don't think this is a horrible thing for BYU to come back and say, we're going to start over. Our goals are still in place, but we think we can reach those goals easier being in a conference than outside.
Tell me, when would BYU do this? When would it be wise for BYU to go back to the Mountain West Conference? I mean, they have their ESPN deal. I mean, they would have to, somehow restructure that. I think they have 4 more years of that contract. Mm-hmm. I know Boise State has an ESPN contract that they've been able to work in with the Mountain West Conference. But all the numbers that we've been running, I don't know if it would be monetarily sound unless mm-hmm. there was, some sort of a guarantee that they're going to get to a New Year's Six Day Bowl, right? I mean, there's a lot of competition out there.
There is, and I think monetary-wise, it's a gamble for them. And in my mind, I thought, Ben, maybe this is what they're going to have to decide. Do they want a little bit better access, a little better possibility that if they have a great season that they could get in there? Or do they want the money that's guaranteed and it's not even going to be close? I don't know the whole numbers now on the Mountain West, but I remember it used to be $2 million. And what are they making? Five times that much now from ESPN, something like that. So that's what they're going to have to decide is, do we want the easy money or do we want a little better chance of maybe getting to a New Year's Day Bowl? But I will say this, Ben, I don't think their fans need to worry too much. The commitment's obviously there, and I think we found that out when they decided they were going to pay more than anybody else for that cost of attendance money that they were going to do. When they said they're going to spruce up the Marriott Center, they're have a basketball center. So obviously the powers that be have said, we're not going to go away into the night. We're not going to stop competing. So I think the commitment is there, and that bodes pretty well for BYU.
Brad Rock from the Deseret News on with us here, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. Brad, let me ask you this question. I want you to put your competitive mind into this, because I know you played sports. I know you did. I know you still continue to compete, right?
Don't talk to me when you played D1 major football. Please don't diminish yourself by saying I was an athlete. Okay?
Hey, you were an athlete, Brad. You were an athlete. Okay. I'm not trying to take it. I'm trying to give you some love here. Don't deflect. Brad. Okay, so if you're an athlete and I give you an opportunity to play either Mizzou, right, an SEC team that has been very highly competitive, and Wagner, right? You mentioned Wagner, the Seahawks, who probably haven't won any games in like 3 years, or a New Mexico State team and Nevada during those same time segments, right? Which one would you pick? Would you rather have, that consistency of, I get to play Nevada again and New Mexico State or New Mexico, and or have a chance to knock off a giant in the SEC and then also play a tiddlywink in Wagner, the Seahawks? Yeah. Which one do you think you would rather have?
It's pretty intoxicating. I mean, those games are just fantastic to watch, and they're fantastic for you guys that did it, to play in. I guess I kind of be thinking in my mind, Ben, where's this headed? Because as mm-hmm. much fun as it is with Missouri, is it going to head you anywhere? It's a great Saturday, when they play that game, just to play and win that. But is it going any direction, or is it back to, back to sleep? So if it were a conference game and there was a chance that it was going to lead somewhere, I'd probably still lean towards that. But I guess you'd be better to answer that how you were when you were playing did it even matter what the end game was? Or were you just out there playing on Saturday? And you want to win every Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what the rhetoric has been. Well, there's no conference championship to play for, right? Once mm-hmm. you lose a game, then right. what's the motivation behind playing football? It's like, you know, and everybody's different, right? Every single athlete, I would say, is going to be different. So it's the coaching staff, it's the athletic department's job to find a way to keep these young men motivated. And where I see the lack, right, my biggest issue isn't independence and not being a part of a conference. Is if you're not going to be a part of a conference, then you better focus on learning how to inspire young men to play. And most young men, what are they inspired to, you know, to play for? Well, they all want to make it to the next level. So you have to focus on individual development and showcasing talent. And you don't want to make it so individualized that, you know, they realize that there is a little I in team, you know, in between the a-hole, if you really analyze it properly. But, you know, there really, it really is no I in team. But, you know, it's a struggle, right? But for me, you know, and this is a selfish Ben Criddle talking here, I would much rather take the Mizzou. I want to knock off a giant because, you know what, my memory, you know, I look back at my career, and the games that I remember most are the Boston College game when we double overtime versus Matt Ryan, top 25 team. We beat TCU at TCU in 2006. I don't remember the New Mexico State game. I don't remember the Colorado State win. I don't remember the Wyoming win. I mean, I kind of do. I mean, it's there. But, like, the ones that I automatically go to are the opportunities in which I was able to beat a giant, and I won.
And what if I guess the question there, Ben, is now, is that going to happen, you know, as an independent at the end of the year? Because if you have that, mm-hmm. you play a major game against a major team at the end of the season, that's pretty memorable, too. If you're the Utes beating Alabama or something like that, then it becomes that way. But, I totally get that. The regular season, it's hard to forget those games. And, you know, is BYU getting enough of those to make that worth it? I guess we're into the next area, which is putting guys in the NFL. And that's I think most college guys hold out that hope in their mind. Am I right about that? That, hey, I might be the exception. I might make it to
every
the NFL.
Kid so, when yeah. there's every kid thinks that. I mean, I told Coach Tidwell, you know, I'd started my junior year. I'd come from a walk-on. I was like, I'm going to make it into the NFL. I'm going to be a special teams player. I knew I could become a special teams player. And there's nothing that Bronco or Coach Tidwell could tell me to divert me from that path, right? That's just how it was.
For sure.
And you don't want to squash those dreams, obviously. But you bring up a good point, right? You said, you know, do you want to wait to the end of the year to have that opportunity to be able to knock off a Goliath in that New Year's Six Bowl? And I would say, you know what, it is a very strong argument, because you can schedule non-conference games, maybe that first game. Boise State's done it for a long time.
Sure.
First game of the year, it's against Oregon. First game of the year, it's against an SEC opponent, right? And they have all this offseason time to prepare for their opponent, and then they have two so-so games, but they typically have two very, very difficult games. They go through their conference play, and I do think that is a great recipe for success. But that being said, you're still competing against a slew of G5 teams that could get lucky, and you could have a down year, whereas with BYU, you know, whatever's on your schedule, the Giants that are on your schedule, they're on your schedule. The Michigan, the Nebraska, the Wisconsin, the Mizzou game. I mean, you can get those big guys, the UCLA game, you can get those Giants on your schedule without having to go 11-1.
Right. They are. And I think this schedule, I look ahead to this season, and Wagner aside, I am really intrigued. I am really interested to watch these games. And as long as BYU has been able to do that, I think their fan base is going to hang with them, and they're going to love those games. And they'll grouse about the November games for the most part. And I guess the other question, as I'm trying to remember BYU's schedule this year, Nebraska, Missouri, and the other big schools, can they get those guys to come to Provo?
Yeah, Neil, the home neutral thing is kind of the format here. They were able to get some of these teams to come to to Lavelle Edwards Stadium. Most recently, I'm forgetting now the team that did agree to a home-and-home with BYU, Mississippi State,
yep.
Right? So Mississippi State, I think they're coming around now, right? I mean, initially when they started these conversations alongside ESPN, these home-home and neutrals are like, two away, one home.
Right.
BYU finally has had this, put its foot down, and I think they're getting more credibility. But, Brad, I think you bring up some good points in this article. I think, BYU fans, you probably ruffle some feathers with BYU fans because I think they're sick of hearing about the Mountain West Conference and Craig Thompson. But I appreciate you coming on with us and giving us your views, your time. Look forward to doing it again, Brad.
Okay, Ben, it's always good to hear from you.